A couple of movies are ahead next week at the Orpheum Theater in Wichita, one old, one new. The first is 1973's Best Picture Academy Award winner, The Sting. The con artist caper was the second collaboration between Robert Redford, Paul Newman, and director George Roy Hill after Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and it follows Redford and Newman as they scheme to take down a mob boss played by Robert Shaw in 1930s Chicago. The movie is a little bit complicated, but a whole lot of fun and a must-see for fans of con artist movies. It ultimately won six other Oscars in addition to Best Picture, including director and screenplay, and The Sting plays next Thursday, the 18th, at 7 p.m. Also at the Orpheum, next week on the 20th, the Tallgrass Film Association presents the Paraguayan thriller Siete Cajas, or Seven Boxes. It's a high-energy affair about a teenage pushcart operator in Paraguay's capital who is asked to transport seven mysterious boxes, which leads to chases and intrigue. The movie has been called The Fast and the Furious with wheelbarrows, and its energy has been compared to earlier indie favorites like El Mariachi and Reservoir Dogs. Siete Cajas plays at 7:30 on the 20th at the Orpheum, and will be followed by a Q&A with the movie's director. And that's it for screenings over the next couple weeks, but this weekend the Tallgrass Film Association is holding a series of workshops they're calling Project Nano, in which attendees will work with filmmaker James Choi on taking a movie from script to post-production on little to no budget, with a completed short film as the end result of the weekend. We'll put a link to information about attending Project Nano on the Indie Films page of our website, along with trailers and screening info for those movies showing at the Orpheum at kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.